This is Community Voices on 91.9 UIS. I'm co-host Randy Eccles. Today, we're joined by Bella Sabo of the Springfield Area Arts Council. Welcome to Community Voices again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Lots of good things always going on with the Arts Council. I used to serve on the board years ago. What I remember it being is an umbrella organization for the arts in Central Illinois, really trying in many cases to help fund other arts groups and activities, but also doing some of its own things, but very busy because of that broad mandate.
Yes, that's exactly right. We're still doing all of those things.
Great. With how many people?
Two, but soon to be one.
Yeah, I think I heard that news. Good news for downtown Springfield as Jay Shanley, who was your program director for, what, the past year?
Just about.
He has moved into the executive director of Downtown Springfield, Inc. He had been handling what for you?
He handles all of our programs with me, but his specialty is Levitt Amp Springfield. So that's his main program focus. But he helps out with Artists in the Park, Music at the Market, Shakespeare in the Park, and all the other things that we do.
I used to watch Sheila Walk hustle to get a lot of those things booked and things. So it was a great addition that Jay, or the program director position, was able to come in.
Yes. A huge, huge help. Because I would think for the past maybe 10 years or so, it was just the executive director doing all of it along with the help of the board. Once we had the funding to come in for a program director, a full-time position, it was huge. Definitely helped us make sure that our programs were updated and very responsive to what the community needed.
I know it's always challenging when there's a transition. Are you going to be able to replace the position? What's the timeline?
We are hiring right now for our program director. Jay is going to still work with us as a partner through DSI. Whoever comes into this program director position will be able to work with him one-on-one to provide that training for Levitt Amp Springfield. And then with the rest of the programs, the training would be right with me since I oversee the rest of them. We're hiring right now for them. We're hoping to get somebody on board immediately. It's open till it's filled.
Right. It's a little concerning time-wise with Levitt Amp being so close to starting, but my guess is that Jay had a lot of that laid out already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Most of it's already planned. We've got the headliners. We've nearly got all of our opening acts. We're working with our community volunteers who help every year make this possible. They're working on booking the stage and all the different things that go with it, our dancers and our community row and our vendors and all the things that go with Levitt. So lots of things are already in place. We've got a full plan set up so that transition can be easy. I don't think Levitt's going to hurt whatsoever this year with this transition because Jay's already got things covered.
There was also other good news with Levitt that is extended.
Yeah, the Arts Council was granted a 3-year grant for us to host Levitt Amp Springfield from this year up till 2028 again through the Levitt Family Foundation. And we secured our presenting sponsor, PNC Bank. They're coming back again for the next 3 years. It's going to be bigger and better than ever.
Is this the first year that the Springfield Area Arts Council has been the primary manager of Levitt Amp?
This is the second year. We went through a transition last year with the Downtown Springfield Heritage Foundation. So last year we were half and half with them on who kind of led the program. Once we took it over officially towards the very beginning, like right before the concert started, we were able to oversee things and make sure that the transition for next year, which is now this year, would be nice and smooth. So now we've got the grant fully established and everything is under our umbrella at this point. We're working with all our community partners to bring it to the next level this year.
How important is Levitt to downtown now and to the arts community?
This is probably one of the most important community events that Springfield is offering right now. To be able to come and see internationally renowned musicians for free for 10 weeks all summer, that's family friendly. You can bring everybody. It's inclusive to everyone. There's no barrier financially to come and see these incredible performers. I think this is most definitely one of the most important programs that we have to offer.
It's so nice for the community because if you go down there on a Thursday, you'll see kids and families running around and sitting back and relaxing and watching different arts organizations like dance troupes and stuff do interstitial stuff between the shows. And then you'll usually see a local artist open up. You'll even see, like right now, Daniel Donato, I think, played 2 years ago, and he's nationally charting right now. They are very good, acts that come in and play.
We've had amazing bands from all over the world. A couple years ago, there was a band from Haiti. We've showcased a band from Japan before. Last year, there was a band who came in and they actually wrote songs for the movie Sinners. We get incredible artists to come and perform for free for the community. People get this amazing opportunity to not just experience your local arts, because like you said, we have local dancers come and do performances. We have local artists opening up. We've got local artists showcasing what they have to offer to the community. And we have local organizations come and give free things and fun merch. And then you get to experience this amazing band that you would never otherwise get to do.
It's been a great development. What year will this be?
I think it started in 2019. It was on hiatus in 2020 because of COVID. This is technically the sixth year. Okay. Doing it in person, but 7 years since it started. Yes.
Right. Local bands, have they been set up yet? Are you still looking for local bands?
Most have been set up. There's a couple of spots that we're finalizing right now. Jay actually made an announcement on both the Arts Council Facebook page and the Levitamp Facebook page that we were looking for musicians. So the community had the opportunity to submit who they wanted to see as openers. So we've been pulling from that list to schedule all of our bands. Jay has been working tirelessly to make sure that every single week we have a specific genre. So we get to celebrate different communities with all these different genres. That's something that's happening right now.
That's part of the Levitt grant, right? It requires a different type of genre for every show, so you get a real diverse experience.
Exactly. Yeah. Different genres in just a diverse lineup of musicians, whether that be from a different country, different language, different color, different gender, you know, everything in between. So we like to work to make sure that we showcase all the diversity that we have in our community and in the whole world.
We're looking forward to it. Do we know the first date?
The last Thursday of May, which I believe is the 28th, and it will run for 10 weeks, so toward to the very last Thursday of July.
Any lineup announcement, or is that coming soon?
That will come soon, since we haven't quite solidified our openers yet. So our lineup will come out soon in the next month or so you can keep an eye out for that. We'll also be working on the rest of our summer lineup programs. We've got Artists in the Park happening, Shakespeare in the Park, Music at the Market. There's going to be lots of opportunity for people to enjoy live local arts, whether that be music, theater, and everything in between.
Music at the Market's one I've seen many times. A great opportunity to hear different artists from the area perform during the farmers market, right?
Yes. That's another partnership that we work with DSI on. We're always partnering with DSI on all these different programs. Music at the Market's in the works right now. We're finalizing a schedule, and then we'll get working on booking our local musicians to come and do free performances during the farmers market.
All these things are part of the program director's job that you're talking about. What percentage would you say Levitamp is?
I would say 75%.
Okay.
It's a pretty big, it's a very, very big program. So 75% of the work for the program director is specifically for Levitamp. And then we have lots of different programs that we work on as well, which I will oversee along with support from the program director.
There are grant programs also that the Springfield Area Arts Council does. Tell us a little bit about those.
Yeah, we have three grant programs that we do. Two of them are open right now. So we have Arts and Education, which we grant funding to schools, K-12, public and private, within our service area of Sangamon and Menard County. Schools can apply to get funding to bring artists into their school to perform, do different performances or workshops, work with students one-on-one, show them how the arts work into everyday life, give them demonstrations on how to be a musician, how to be a ceramicist, or anything in between. Another grant program we have that's open right now is the City Arts Grant. This one is funded through the City of Springfield, and we seek out individual artists who are based in Springfield. They are given funding to provide free programs for the public. A couple years ago, we provided funding to a poetry workshop. We provided funding for a theater production, as well as the Thay Propaganda Art Show a couple years ago. We do a range of funding for lots of fun different projects with this one. And then our third grant that we do is the Regional Arts Partner Grant. That one is closed right now for applicants, but our awardees were given funding to provide free community projects or anything that might support youth development in the arts. Tons and tons of different programs are supported with that grant.
Do you still do On Your Own Time?
We don't do that one. We've been working with the Springfield Art Association to transfer ownership so that they can oversee this. Since it's a visual arts program, it just works perfectly with their mission. So we've been working with them to continue that program under their umbrella. But we do so many other programs.
Well, I mean, it's a good example.
It's hard to keep all of them up.
Right. And it's a good example of what you're talking about. You're partnering with other arts organizations like the Springfield Art Association.
And yes.
That's a classic confusion, I think, that sometimes yes. exists for the two organizations, the Springfield Area Arts Council, SAAC, mm-hmm. and the Springfield Art Association, SAA.
Yes, we're always confused. I get their emails, they get my emails, and all the time we get called the art associations. It is a source of confusion, which we hope to continue to work with the community to showcase the differences between the two organizations.
I keep it straight by just remembering the Arts Council is the umbrella.
Yeah.
This is Community Voices on 91.9 UIS. We're talking with the director of the Springfield Area Arts Council, Bella Szabo. Thank you for joining us today. She's telling us about, if you haven't been paying attention to the news, their program director, who predominantly ran the Levitt Amp series, has taken a new gig as the executive director of Downtown Springfield, Inc. That's Jay Shanley. So Bella has got this position posted and is trying to find a good successor.
We're looking for applicants. You can apply on our website. You can find the posts on Facebook and Instagram. That'll lead you right to it.
When you look at the Springfield Area Arts Council's mission, what do you hope you can accomplish as you lead into the future? Is there a North Star you're headed toward?
What I really would love to focus on is advocacy and funding for the community to ensure that the arts are thriving. All of our programs work to pay our artists, which is not nearly as common as you would hope. So that's something that we strive to do, is make sure that the arts receive funding, our artists get paid, that the state and the city and all of the different governments understand that the arts are integral to the community. And without art, nothing can thrive. Nothing can move forward or even happen. That's part of our advocacy work, is making sure that this is provided for our community. We provide that free programming so people can access it. We pay our artists. We provide grant funding to different organizations and individuals to make sure that the arts remain part of our community.
The Arts Council is also supported by gifts and donations.
Yes, all of the things that we do is supported by our members and our donors, sponsors, and grantors. We are a nonprofit, so all donations are tax deductible. If anybody's interested in becoming a donor or a member, you can reach out to me. You can find the info on our website, on our Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn page. This is the best way to support your community, I think.
What's that website?
SpringfieldArtsCo.org.
Co. Not yes. Council, but co.
Co, yes.
Got it. And you search on, and it'll come up in, yes. in search. You mentioned earlier about Levitt that the concerts are free, but as you just made the point, the artists get paid, both
yes.
the opening acts and the main stage act.
And our dancers, the intermission act as well.
Great. That's really good to hear. And I understood that from when I was on the board, that the idea is artists get paid.
Which, yes.
You're right. Doesn't happen a lot. Good to hear. I'm glad that is happening. Anything else you want us to know about how things are going right now with the Springfield Area Arts Council?
Yeah, actually, this is our on year for the Mayor's Awards for the Arts. So we are working with the Office of the Mayor right now to open up this the applicant or the nomination forms. And those are going to open up probably later this summer. We will host the award ceremony in October. So this is the time where people get to nominate the best of, and we get to showcase how incredible our community is. But this isn't just for city residents. This is for anybody in Sangamon and Menard counties, which is our service area. We can showcase the amazing organizations, the volunteers, the artists, the educators, and the students that we have in our community to make sure that they're recognized for the fantastic work that they do.
So it's not just Springfield. You might be out in Petersburg or somewhere
yes.
else doing stuff. And I do remember somebody a few years ago working for a local agency applied for one of the city grants I think you talked about. And they got one, and they were able to have the special needs individuals they worked with paint a mural at their facility mm-hmm. because of that grant. So sometimes it's not a lot. but it can make a big impact.
Yes, yeah. Yes, exactly. That's what our grants always do for the community. They make such a huge impact to everyone.
We're happy that you are in charge here at the Springfield Arts Council. You've had a great bunch of leadership to follow, and you'll continue that. From Sheila Walk and Penny Wollenkriel to yourself, it's really been a wonderful resource to have the Arts Council and your leadership.
So thank you. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Well, this is Community Voices. We're happy to have had Bella Sabo on today. Again, go to their website.
SpringfieldArtsCo.org.
And you can find the application for the program director position. You can probably find out information about grants or anything else that's going on with the Arts Council, including being able to support it if you're so inclined. And occasionally, besides just random giving, you do fundraisers.
We do, yes. So we've got a fundraiser coming up right now. It's called the Diamond Ball. It's at the Pass Field House, and this is a Bridgerton-themed event. We're celebrating our 50th anniversary by hosting this amazing fundraiser where people will get to come dressed in costume. We're going to have a raffle to select the diamond of the ball. So if you watch Bridgerton, you know what that means. We'll have live musicians there from the Illinois Symphony Youth Orchestra. We've got a couple students coming in. We'll have tarot card readings. Bloom is coming to sell some fresh flowers. You can get a boutonniere, a flower crown. Yeah, lots of fun things are going to happen at the fundraiser, so we hope to see people out there. It's April 11th from 6 to 10 p.m.
So get your waltz steps down. Right?
Yes.
All right. Thanks again for joining us on Community Voices.
Thank you for having me.